Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Australia. The annual Lura Village Fair in the Blue Mountain area of the New South Wales, Australia, was held on the Lura Mall streets on October 7th and 8th. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, set up a booth at the fair on the second day of the event. The event celebrates the arrival of spring in the Blue Mountains and has a history of more than 40 years. More than 100 market stalls attract over 7,000 visitors annually. Practitioners at the Falun Dafa booth shared information about the practice and raised awareness of the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Naomi Broderick stopped in front of the Falun Gong booth and signed a petition to help stop the persecution. She said that in Sydney's Chinatown, she saw a lot of illustrations showing Falun Gong practitioners being physically abused by the CCP and found it wrong and frightening. A passerby named Yoke said, "Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. This is something I truly believe in," and asked if there was a practice site nearby.
Japan. Falun Gong practitioners hosted the Stop the CCP's Live Organ Harvesting poster exhibition at the Osaka City Industrial Culture Center in Saitama Prefecture from September 29th to October 1st. On the last day of the exhibition, the organizers screened Human Harvest, a documentary about the state-sanctioned human organ harvesting from living practitioners, including details of the active transplant chain in China. After seeing the poster exhibition and the documentary, people in the audience said they had a deeper understanding of the CCP's willingness to commit atrocities and wanted more information about Falun Gong. In addition to the posters, videos detailing human organ harvesting crimes from living practitioners in China were shown in a separate room. A screening commentator recommended that people talk to their legislative representatives to pass laws opposing the crime.
Ukraine. Falun Dafa practitioners in Ukraine held awareness-raising activities in the western cities of Khmelnytsky and Lviv on September 30th and October 1st. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises in several parks and distributed informative pamphlets. Practitioners shared how their health and lives benefited from practicing Falun Dafa. They also let people know how the CCP persecutes the spiritual discipline. The practitioners peacefully doing the exercises made a sharp contrast to the war underway in Ukraine. Practitioners' calm and peaceful demeanor attracted the attention of the locals. Many people started learning the exercises. A 13-year veteran practitioner named Lidmila participated in one of the information sharing events. She said that she's benefited a great deal, both physically and mentally, from the practice. Lidmila shared, "I learned to look inward and cultivate myself. When I changed, the surrounding environment also changed."
Bulgaria. Falun Dafa practitioners in Bulgaria introduced their practice to different regions of the country every weekend in September. They also exposed the CCP's ongoing persecution of the practice and staged signature drives to hold those participating in the crimes accountable. One petition specifically asked the Bulgarian government to stop Bulgarian citizens, doctors, hospitals, universities, and companies from participating in the CCP's crime of forced organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience in China. Bulgaria's first Falun Dafa car parade took place in the town of Stara Zagora on September 30th. The procession was accompanied by a recording that exposed the truth about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Many people slowed down or stopped and listened as the procession went by. Bulgarians once suffered under communist rule. Whenever practitioners held their events, the Bulgarian people expressed sincere support and condemned the persecution.
Germany. Altenburg is a city in the German state of Thuringia with a history of over 1,000 years. Falun Dafa practitioners held an information day there on September 30th, during which they demonstrated Falun Dafa's exercises, introduced the practice's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and exposed 24 years of the CCP ongoing persecution and organ harvesting crimes. Many locals were interested in Falun Dafa information. Some learned the exercises at the event and inquired about local group practice sites. Booth visitors learned more about the persecution after reading the banner detailing the forced organ harvesting from living practitioners, and almost everyone supported Falun Gong by adding their signature to the petition against the atrocities. A retired businesswoman signed the petition and said that this was the first time she had heard about the horrible crime. She observed, "We only learned about this because Falun Dafa practitioners are here telling us about it."
Greece. Falun Dafa practitioners paraded down the streets of Athens on October 6th and 7th to educate people about the spiritual practice of Falun Dafa and the CCP's persecution. Many people applauded both the band and the dragon dance. Some signed the petition calling for an end to the atrocities in China. Former member of the European Parliament, Chryselios Nikos, attended the event on October 7th to show his support. Monastiraki Square is one of the best-known tourist attractions in Athens, and the site attracts many people. An event was already underway at the square when practitioners arrived at noon on October 7th. The host of the other event was very moved after reading a Falun Dafa flyer and used his microphone to read the information to his audience. Spectator Christos Papautsi video streamed the parade for broadcast on Facebook. He said he wanted to help more people learn about the persecution.
New York City, USA. A grand march celebrating the 420 million people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations took place in Brooklyn, New York on October 15th. Many Chinese businesses are located along the parade route, and the streets were crowded. Some local residents and merchants said they came out to the event after reading about it in the Epoch Times. Approximately 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the event. The Tiangao Marching Band led the parade, followed by a model of the Falun emblem, a replica of the book Juan Falun, the main text of the practice, a large colorful float, and performances from Dragon Dance and Lion Dance teams. The parade then focused on exposing the persecution and inviting people to quit the CCP organizations. The Chinese waist drum team accompanied practitioners who displayed many informative banners exposing the CCP's brutality and carried a model of the book Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party. Many spectators applauded and took videos all along the parade route. The event prompted 337 more people to quit CCP organizations.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Zhuang Shenkun from Changchun City, Jilin Province, was sentenced to 6 years in prison early this year. Mr. Zhuang and his wife, who also practices Falun Gong, were arrested in their home in February. Although the family was able to confirm Mr. Zhuang's prison sentence, they don't know whether his wife was sentenced or where the couple is currently being held. In 2002, Mr. Zhuang participated in the TV interception in Changchun, where Falun Gong practitioners tapped into the state cable television broadcast network at prime time and broadcasted programs about the facts of Falun Gong and the persecution for about 45 minutes. The entire city of Changchun was stunned. Jiang Zemin, the head of the Chinese Communist Party then, gave an order to kill all Falun Gong practitioners involved. Within days, more than 5,000 practitioners in the Changchun area were arrested, and 7 were beaten to death. 15 of the arrested practitioners were given heavy sentences. Mr. Zhuang was sentenced to 11 years in prison.
Ms. Jinyi Jun, a former lawyer from Gansu province, was sentenced to 3 years and fined 5,000 yuan on August 11th. She was arrested in September 2021. The police suspected her of removing 4 poster boards in the neighborhood that had defamatory information about Falun Gong. Their evidence was that the residential committee secretary saw on a surveillance camera that Ms. Jin took the elevator at around 5 a.m. on the day that the posters went missing. Ms. Jin was charged with damaging public property and undermining law enforcement with a cult organization, the standard pretext used to criminalize Falun Gong practitioners. She was taken to Lanzhou City No. 1 Detention Center, where she was deprived of sleep and subjected to regular beatings and other tortures. Ms. Jin used to work at a law firm but could no longer practice law after the Lanzhou City Judicial Bureau refused to renew her law license in 2013 because of her faith in Falun Gong.
Mr. Wang Fuming from Jiangxi Province was sentenced to 5.5 years of prison in September for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Wang, a college graduate in his 20s, was arrested for distributing informational materials about the persecution of Falun Gong. When his parents, who didn't practice Falun Gong, inquired about his case status, the police refused to provide any information and instead threatened them, telling them not to expose his persecution to Minghui website or he would face a heavier prison sentence. Fearing retaliation, Mr. Wang's parents didn't take any action to seek justice for him. They couldn't afford to hire a lawyer for him either. They had not received any update about his case over the past year and only recently found out about his prison sentence.
Less than 3 months after Ms. Li Weihua finished serving 4 years for practicing Falun Gong, the 69-year-old retiree was arrested again. Ms. Li from Heilongjiang Province was arrested at her home on September 15th. When her daughter returned to their residence after work, she noticed that the place had been searched. She soon received a call from Ms. Li, who said that she was given 15 days of detention. Later, the police notified the daughter that Ms. Li had been put on criminal detention and transferred to a detention center. It's not clear whether Ms. Li was released at the time of writing. In 2019, Ms. Li was arrested and sentenced to 4 years in prison for talking to people about Falun Gong.
Pennsylvania, USA. State Assembly supports rally honoring 420 million Chinese people who quit the CCP. Practitioners in the Greater Philadelphia area held an event in Chinatown on October 15th to expose the 24-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. and celebrate the 420 million people who have withdrawn their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party organizations. The Pennsylvania State Assembly issued a proclamation endorsing the campaign of quitting the CCP. State Senator Sheriff Street attended the event and gave a speech. 35 Chinese people decided to withdraw from the communist regime during the event. Passersby asked about Falun Dafa and signed petitions to show their support. During the gathering, some practitioners talked about the persecution they witnessed in China and explained why one should renounce the CCP organizations. Mary Isaacson, a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, sponsored a citation that was issued by the House of Representatives that day. The citation said that the state House of Representatives supported the Quit the CCP movement and congratulated the 420 million brave Chinese people who have severed their ties with the CCP. The proclamation added that their decisions will help to usher in a new age in China and will improve the security of the entire world. Jessica Russo, a representative from the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, spoke about the history of organ harvesting in China. She reported that the CCP began to suppress Falun Gong in 1999. A large number of practitioners were kept in labor camps, brainwashing centers, and prisons for their belief. The number of organ transplants taking place in China has increased dramatically since the year 2000. Powerful evidence of forced organ harvesting has been exposed. In the United States and many other countries, with a voluntary donation system, patients often have to wait at least 1 year to receive organs. In China, the wait time is usually weeks or even days before matching organs are available. This is because many Falun Dafa practitioners are imprisoned and can be subjected to forced organ harvesting at any time. This crime against humanity was launched by the CCP. Unfortunately, the unfathomable wrongdoing persists. Independent research from renowned experts in the past 10-plus years has shown China conducted between 60,000 and 100,000 organ transplants each year, with Falun Dafa practitioners as the main organ source. These numbers are much higher than those published by the CCP, making China the country with the highest number of organ transplants. Philadelphia poet Urania Jerry stopped at the event and listened to the rally's speakers. While signing a petition to help practitioners, Jerry said that she would do her best to end communism. A published poet, she said she would look into organ harvesting and oppose the crime through her poetry. Daniel Maher is a retired worker, and he said he likes Chinese culture and Chinese people. He said he knew Falun Dafa is a peaceful meditation system that brings enormous benefits. Maher referred to the rally as wonderful and noble. Chinese event visitor Mr. Ji said he was glad to see Falun Dafa practitioners. He attends Shenyan performances every year and said he likes the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He reported that when he travels to South Korea, Greece, Italy, and other countries on business trips, he often sees Falun Dafa practitioners at major tourist sites. He respects practitioners and believes the world will be a better place if more people follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Brazil. Introducing Falun Dafa to teachers and students in Sao Paulo. Educator Fabio de Lima teaches philosophy in several state and municipal high schools in Brazil. For the past 6 years, he has invited Falun Dafa practitioners to schools to demonstrate the exercises for students. On September 27th, approximately 150 students and their teachers at the Joaquim Luiz de Brito State School in the city of Sao Paulo learned the Falun Dafa exercises. The practitioners presenting the program also told attendees about how the CCP persecutes the spiritual discipline in China, the country of its origin. Students were divided into three groups in order to practice the exercises and learn about the CCP's persecution. They reported feeling calm after they practiced the five Falun Dafa exercises. Some said they felt energy. 16-year-old Melissa meditates at home. She said, "I have a lot of thoughts. When I'm at home, I turn on some music and try not to think." She reported that doing the Falun Dafa exercises produced a different effect. She said her erratic thoughts stopped and her entire body felt light. Melissa said, after she did the seated meditation exercise, "I felt calm and empty." Wesley, an 18-year-old, felt warm and cool energies while he did the third Falun Dafa exercise, which involves up and down hand motions that bring energy into and out of the body. When 13-year-old Samantha practiced the second exercise, she said she felt energy in her palms. Another student named Carol experienced the sensation of a spinning wheel when doing that same exercise. After the event, teachers and students expressed interest in Falun Dafa books. Despite rain on October 1st, one of the students, Igor, went to the practice site at Agua Branca Park to do the five exercises again and read the Falun Dafa book with practitioners. The teacher responsible for the event, Mr. D. Lima, reported that he has observed a positive change in students after they practice Falun Dafa. He said they are calm and have more self-control and mental clarity. He explained that learning Falun Dafa is a treat for his students. He described it as a very special form of meditation and movement that leads to internal balance and strengthening.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.